What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 3 o'clock, we turn our attention to baseball. And we're going to do this a couple different ways this week. Now, Tigers enter the All-Star break at the worst possible time because they're red hot. Crazy weekend at the ballpark, great crowds. Yes, Ohtani and the Dodgers played that role. Who cares?
Yeah.
More on that later. But 8-2 in their last 10. But here's what I want to do. Before we go and start looking at the second half of the year and the trade deadline and all that, we're going to save that for later in the week. I'm interested to see your perspective, Mike, but also the people. If I ask you to describe, we're going to call this Tigers at 100, even though it's only 97 games. Just work with me. It's not the halfway point. You're well over the halfway point. You're 100 games in. How would you describe what you watched, if you watched, up to this point in one word? And look, I can give you my word. It's simple. It's maddening. It's maddening. I came into this season dying for them to add a bat or two, to just build a foundation for the young guys, and the pitching is good enough. And they didn't. And the only the more that they win, the more it reinforces my point, and that frustrates me. So maybe the word is frustrating and not maddening. Maddening is worse than frustrating. I'm being driven to madness by this team. Because as they've gotten hot, it's reinforcing how dumb their offseason was. And I'm left going, damn it. We could be a playoff team. So my word is maddening.
Mine is psychotic.
Explain that.
Because psychotic, obviously, if you're psychotic, you know, there's psychosis, which by definition is delusional and suffering hallucinations. And when you watch this team play, you go through these spurts, and I don't want to be a doggy downer here, but this is maybe one of these spurts where you're under the delusion that they're good. But then reality sets in and you realize that you were hallucinating. And yes, certain players have gotten better, but they still have, you know, Javi's still playing. McKinstry, yes, he had a triple. He's still in the lineup. I mean, it's the bullpen isn't what it was. They're still not very good. So that's why I say they're psychotic.
I'd love to know where you guys are at with it. And look, it's an interesting thing because for many of you, this team disappeared from the radar end of May. You just haven't watched them. And it's not your fault. I mean, it's this battle between a cable network and a cable provider. But how would you describe the Detroit Tigers at the All-Star break? Now, they've pulled it within 3 games of being 500. Unfortunately, going 8-2 really didn't nibble away at the deficit. They're still 7 out of the wild card.
Correct.
But I didn't want to go down that road today. I wanted to wait on that. But it was more, okay, you have a Cy Young candidate pitcher. You have this three-headed monster on the pitching staff. And yet, you have amazing moments, whether it's the comebacks against the Dodgers or whether it's been some of Scooble's performances. And then you have these lows where it's like, wait, did we just lose a series to the Marlins or the A's?
Yes.
Or did the Angels just hit us with a garbage can? Or, wow, we can't score runs at all. Like, it's maddening. That is just my word for it. And I wanted to know where you were at with it. Because the whole idea of processing, all right, well, where do we go from here? I think it's all determined on straight up. If you're trading Jack Flaherty, you can't ask me to invest in this.
No. But, and like I said, we'll get into it later in the week. If they do what I think they're going to do, and that's even if they play 500 baseball, they're not going to make, not only are they 7 out, there's like 4 teams ahead of them. And yeah, Everybody says, well, those teams play each other. They'll get some losses.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they'll also get wins.
Look, if you do the math equation, right, 97 games in, So you got, what, 65 games left.
They basically have to play 600 baseball.
It's closer to 660.
Okay.
But yeah. I mean, Mike, it's going to take probably 90 wins to make the wild card. So you do the math. You're sitting there at, what, 47? You would need to go 43 and, what, 43? Hold on. I got to do this. Is it 67 games left?
You said they've played 97, so that would be 65.
65 games left, and they've got 47 wins. You need to win 43 ball games, so it's like 43 and 28 or whatever. Can you play 15 games above 500?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, especially if you're trading Flaherty.
Right.
So I would describe this first half as maddening.
Yeah, that's a great word. And look, there's certain things that are to go with your maddening and my. Psychotic thing
that's
is
a fascinating word
because psychotic at the beginning of the year because you thought you had
what's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You were living under this delusion that you had these great young players like Torkelson and Meadows. And then Tork does what he does and Meadows does awful, comes back. Then he gets hurt, and then you have Carpenter. He gets hurt. Now, look, let's be honest here. Cole Keith, I mean, the numbers that these guys are putting up in July. Now, granted, small sample size. And people are trying to the last five games. No, I'm looking a little bigger than that. But in July, Keith's OPS is 1.267.
Mm.
Five homers, 13 RBIs with a 370 batting average. Riley Green, 1.086. OPS in July. Molloy, who's turning into a really good hitter that they thought he feels like Edward Scissorhands, so there's a problem, but his OPS is 924. Even your favorite Gio Urshela is hitting 298 with an OPS of over 800. And yes, Javi's OPS is 478 still. But see, that's my delusion.
You're bad.
Well, they did make a great play Friday night. The game I was.
Oh, well, good. That justifies $25 million. Yeah. No, I would like to know the one word to describe it. I'm very frustrated. I mean, I'm thrilled they're winning, but it's almost like Will Ferrell at the funeral. Damn you, Roger. Damn you. Like, if you would have just done anything this offseason, and if you would have provided these kids with the support they needed, I really do believe you're 5, 6, 7 games better. And it's like, I'm so bummed out because they win 8 out of 10. It was amazing Thursday to be on the air and people wanted to talk about baseball, the actual game.
Oh, God.
I'm dying for this.
How great was those years where people, we'd bitch about lineups, we'd bitch about pitching changes. That's what the sport's about.
Right. And it's what we desperately want here. Like, I don't know anyone who doesn't want this team to win. It doesn't make any sense. It's just the idea of they could really be in this, and they're not, and it's because of that Dinder Mifflin offseason. And we're sitting here now, and I'm going, wow, you got hot too late. It's not going to be significant enough, and then I'm going to have to watch Flaherty disappear in a couple weeks. That's really hard for me to get excited about.
I get it.
So I would love to know where people are at. 248-539-9797. Kenny, your one word was daiquiri. Do you want to explain?
No, my one word was predictable. It's a little bit of a different spin on what you guys were saying, but Scott Harris basically told you at the beginning of the season we weren't ready to buy bats, so I was expecting not a lot of bats. And then it took him how long to actually send Maeda to the bullpen up until right now. They continue to play Javi Baez when he's healthy, even though he's consistently one of the worst bats in all of baseball. So being here, right now, I knew they were a better team than what they were last year, probably, hopefully. But right now, predictable. We're exactly where I thought we would be talking about selling Flaherty.
Let me ask you a question about Javi, though. I'm not defending him at all. But he goes hurt. They bring up Kreidler. He's worse than Baez.
Yeah, but again.
And I'm forgetting to look how much Baez is getting paid. I get all that. I mean, you want McKinstry every day? I mean.
I don't want to do this now.
I know.
No. You're fine. Because it's going to lead me into a topic that Kenny got spit roasted for. And I think it's inappropriate. I don't think Kenny deserved it. There's a way this team could be a buyer. And yet still, it's a part of a rebuild. Meaning, if you're trading for a player with term who's an everyday player, that's not a desperate ploy.
No.
It's expediting it. Like, the Blue Jays are going to blow their team up. You know, like, would Bo Bichette, who's a three-time All-Star and a guy who's received MVP votes, yes, he's had a down year. Yes, he's been a little injured. The point is, all of a sudden, what does the lineup look like if Bo Bichette showed up to town?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a way they could re-engage and maybe make a run at this thing, but the problem's the math.
Correct.
They just dawdled around for too long. Now, it's doable, but they're going to have to play a level of ball, and that's where I get so frustrated, because if they had done what I wanted, it never would have got here.
Right.
I feel that in my bones, Stoney. My bones.
I get it. Do you need, and I don't know if it'll make you feel any, but look, the Langford Clark thing, there, whatever. I think it was
it's
not
Clark,
that bad.
Clark McGonagall.
Right.
It's a two-for-one.
Right. So I have no problem with it. It hurts them this year, obviously. But if for some reason, at the end of the season, when or whenever he decides to speak the truth, if Scott Harris or Jeff Greenberg, whoever, say, look, we went after Chapman or we went after one of these guys and they turned us down, do you need to hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
But the problem is they can't say it because they didn't. And in fact, Scott Harris openly mocked it. Okay. The idea of saying, well, look at the free agents. They haven't produced. And it's like, Scott, who are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Martinez has. Bellinger has. Chapman has. Like, who are you talking about in specific? Because those weren't the people we were talking right. about. And once you say the word fans, well, yeah, I have a right to say I don't know any fan who those were the three. And if Chapman was the one, guy's going to end up being a six war player this year.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you talking about exactly? See, that's my problem. And by the way, the idea that he went out and burned $25 million on Mark Canha and Kenta Maeda, every fan has a right to have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Because we all sit here and say they don't spend. Well, there were their expenditures. One guy's a gas can relegated to the pen, albeit he pitched well yesterday. And the other guy is a nothing. He's a nothing.
I know.
248-539-9797. Kenny, you sure your one word isn't daiquiri?
I would like it to be daiquiri.
That's what's in the show sheet. Right.
Okay.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.